Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Lisa Lisa Show. This is Lisa Lisa speaking to you live from the home front. Don't you love that home front? I have to tell you that after last week's show and my little epiphany, I'm going to be changing my studio. So I think I'll be there till the end of May, only because we have open studios, and it is the very end of April. And I don't know if I'd be able to find something in the next, like, 3-4 days. And probably I could do it in half the month, but I think open studios will fall in that time. Not that that matters so much. Although last year, open studios was very, very good to me. So what can I say? Spring has sprung. Finally, finally, finally. So yesterday, I go to the studio, and I did some silly stuff at home. So I'm, you know, rushing around, making my coffee, doing my thing, and I leave, and I go, and it's gorgeous out, and it's gorgeous, and it's gorgeous. So I get to the studio, I find a spot to park right away, and everybody's telling me, oh, you can't park there, you're near a hydrant. I'm like, listen, get out of my face. I was, like, really arrogant about it, because I was like, I knew how far away from the hydrant I was, and I knew that there's two spots there. So people talking to me yesterday was just kind of like, yeah, I'm not in any mood. I'm sorry. I apologize, but leave me alone. So I go upstairs to my studio, and I go into my cold, dark room without a window for the past 6 years and turn on the lights. I plug in the extra lights, and, you know, and there I am, and I'm just not feeling warm and fuzzy. Kind of sucks. That, you know, makes me unhappy. And so I'm doing stuff, like preparing stuff and looking around and thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking, and I can't get out of my own way. And so I decided I was going to take an inventory of all the prints that I have and figure it out, because I have two shows now that are coming up this summer, and the prints are going to be in both shows, one in Port Washington and the other in Great Neck. I don't know if they'll be simultaneously at the same, if they'll be simultaneous or if they'll be, like, ever so slightly askewed. I don't know how long the one in Port Washington is going to hang, but the owner of this little store, very cute store, Wit and Whim, where everything goes to charity, got in touch with me and asked me for some of my work. So now, actually, next week I'm going to go and meet with her and bring the actual works, because I think she doesn't just want prints. I think she wants the actual watercolors. So here I am doing an inventory and trying to figure it out, and I decided I'm just going to take the whole shebang with me, and I'll take a ride, and I'll take him up to my guy, and I'll have him make some more giclées. So in my head I'm thinking, well, this is an investment, and do I have the money to do this investment? And then I have to buy more mats, because I only have, I think, 6 or 7 that are left matted. So now I'm thinking about it and pack it all up, and I take my little portfolio and I lock the door. I turn off the lights, lock the door, and I leave. And I go down and I sit in my car. So I'm sitting in my car, and it is magnificent outside. And I'm thinking, wow, I'm indoors on this gorgeous day. I have missed every beautiful day, every nasty day. I just keep missing the day. I'm so tired of being a shut-in in a dark room. So I open all the windows and the roof, and I sit there in my car, and I'm doing business from my car. So I'm emailing the same woman back and forth, and we're trying to arrange what day, hence coming up with Tuesday by the end of yesterday. So still sitting in my car, and I took my water with me, and I had one of those PBA bottles, you know, that's supposed to be environmentally safe and health conscious, because the plastic does not seep, so you're not drinking plastics, you know. So it's supposed to be a healthy bottle. And so now this is my second healthy bottle, same company, same exact bottle. So I take it to the car, I leave it in the car, I run back up, and all this is going through my mind, and I decide I'm going to take a walk on the promenade in Brooklyn, because it's such a beautiful day, and parking in Long Island City is not always the easiest thing, and I didn't feel like walking wherever it was from where I was to get there in the first place to walk on the Esplanade in Long Island City, which I should have just walked on the Esplanade in Long Island City. Anyway, lo and behold. So I decide to go back up to the studio, put the artwork back, because after I discussed what day I was going to meet with this woman, there's no reason to have that in my car for a full-on week, especially since they are the original watercolors. Hence, I take them all back upstairs, and I decide I'm going to finish a piece that I've been commissioned to do for a fish tank. Yay, my first fish tank piece. So I go upstairs, and I start to glaze the sculpture that has now previously been step one, step two, step three, step four. So it's already been made. It's already been dried. It's already been fired. So now I'm going to glaze it, let it dry, take it to be fired by the end of the week. So it'll be done and ready for me next week. So step two and three are done. So it was fired. Now it's going to be fired a second time. So it's been glazed. Okay. So it takes me a while to glaze them because I make a concoction and a mix, and then they come out really other than, like, little alien kind of things. And now I'm thinking I should probably get some yellow glaze because in a fish tank, I think yellow would be really bright and pretty. And right now they're all, like, blues and reds. Really? Go figure. Blues and... Wow, really, Lisa? Blues and reds. Go figure. Okay. So I finish with this. I make a little mess. I splash myself with some of the glazes. I go to the bathroom. I wash up. I get cleaned up, and I decide to leave. Now I'm leaving about an hour and a half to 2 hours later than I originally wanted to leave. So I go down to my car, and the bottle of water is sitting there, and I'm thinking I'm just going to, you know, finish it and then take it home, rinse it, wash it, and fill it again and bring it and leave it at the studio. Now, I'm not thinking about any of this as I'm driving with my crappy phone that's just being crazy. Someone was trying to call me, and it was trying to do the GPS, and all it kept doing was shutting itself down. So how many times did it turn itself off? I don't know. All I know is that I couldn't speak to anybody for like 3 hours, and I couldn't figure out the directions because it was being all kinds of spotty. And now it's not holding a charge, which is even more spectacular. So yay me. Yay, good phone. That would be like something. I'd like to see somebody find a Lisa-proof phone. Anyway, so I'm driving in Brooklyn, and I'm trying at all costs to avoid any of the main thoroughs, the BQE, the Belt, you know, any of it. And so I'm trying to take side streets, and my GPS is just not catching up with me, and I'm not lost, but I'm sort of not knowing exactly where I'm going. So now, as I'm getting closer to where my destination is, I'm thirsty, and I'm thinking, oh, I have this water right here, I'll drink it. So I pick up the bottle, and I unscrew the top, and I'm driving, I'm not looking at the bottle, and I pour in my open mouth, which I felt the piece in my mouth, but nothing comes out, and I hear whoosh. I'm like going, what the heck was that? I'm looking around. I'm not tasting any water, and all of a sudden it hits me as it soaks into my clothing. It dumped three-quarters of that thing into, one-third of what was left in the big, I don't know, half, what is it, a gallon? So it dumped almost approximately a quart of water on me. I can't stand when my clothes are wet to begin with. And I always have an issue if anybody has a water fight if I'm not in a bathing suit. So you can only imagine. Well, the only thing left for me to do at that moment was just laugh. I just burst out laughing. And I'm soaking wet as it's seeping into my jeans, in my crotch, into the seat of the car. And I'm telling you, a lot of water. We're not talking a little, like, 8 ounces of water, which would have still been a lot. It had to be, like, I don't know, 12 to 14 ounces of water that has just now whoosh. And I'm looking, and I'm like, going, what the heck happened? What happened here? And I look at the bottle, and it's broken. Like, it just, like, a piece of plastic broke off a hole, and right under where the mouth was, where I was holding it, and there it is. And all I'm thinking is, well, it's a good thing I didn't swallow that plastic because that could have been really hazardous to my health and detrimental to my life. Anyway, I look around. I have no paper in the car. I grab a jean jacket that's actually dirty because somebody got mud on it getting into my car this winter. And it has to be washed, and I keep forgetting to take it out of the car, and well, now it served a huge purpose because I was able to shove it between my legs and under my butt and sit on it. So it absorbed quite a lot of that water, and then the rest of it I sort of just covered my lap with. It was a fiasco all around, every which way you could imagine. And I'm trying really hard not to be upset. And in fact, I have to be honest with you, I wasn't in the least bit upset. It was very funny to me. I found it was like comical, and I'm always thinking, it was like, this is too funny. It's like, why wouldn't this happen? Because I want to go and take a walk on a warm day. Now I'm dripping wet, and there's no way I'm going out and taking a walk. It was just so funny. So I'm trying to call my friend and ask her, please, can you grab a roll of paper towels from your office and, you know, meet me? Well, those are considered supplies, and so they won't give her paper towels. So she had to run down and purchase a roll of paper towels, and it was very comical as well. So here she is in the car handing me paper towel after paper towel, and I'm just stuffing my shirt, and it was very funny. So I said, listen, I'm not going to go take a walk now. At least I'm out, and I've seen the sun of the day. I've seen the light of the day, and it's been gorgeous. So let's just go and have a cocktail, because now I'm ready for happy hour anywhere. So we end up driving to Dumbo, and we go from one place to another, and the happy hour in one place is only beer. What's so happy about beer? Well, I'm not a beer fan, so I said, I don't want to be here. No beer for me. So we ended up leaving there and going to Superfine and having happy hour there. And that was actually very happy. It was very fun. I had just only two drinks, more than enough for me, and then we went out for dinner. And the whole thing, it was just so funny. It was like, I can't even tell you. It took hours to drive. Thank God I had that jacket. Anyway, so, yeah, and then it's like I'm dropping stuff left and right. I can't seem to keep anything in my Butterfingers. So slippery hands. Who knows? What is that? What is that? The dropsies. Yes, I'm having the dropsies. I am well aware of what all that means. Anyway, so yeah. So there you have it. And now today, I wanted to be out of here early and get to the studio. And there's two shows that I'm kind of milling around about joining and going to see. And joining as far as applying. And now I'm kind of on the fence about one of them. One I'm definitely going to do. The other one I'm sort of like, not sure. I only want to do invitationals. I don't want to pay for shows. I don't want to cover someone else's rent and then be turned away, you know, because they had 5,000 applicants and I'm not one of them. By the way, I did not receive the Guggenheim Fellowship, and that did not make me happy. In fact, that was very disappointing. I'm very disappointed. Anyway, over it now. All good, as always. Isn't that the way? I just always am. Always good. I want to be great. I don't want to be good anymore. I want to be great. Great. Excellent. Fabulous. Just amazing. Anyway, so yeah, just too much. I have to tell you, the whole thing was just so silly. So I have to tell you something else, and it's something that I've written down in my studio like 5 times, and I keep on forgetting and passing it by. They have a new body type. So have you seen this? There's the apple and the pear, and now they've added from fruit. They've added an object, an hourglass. Apparently, I'm not a pear. I'm an hourglass. And I'm thinking, you know, I kind of like being a fruit because, you know, when anything's wrong with a man, he becomes like a sporting event, a sporting apparatus. You know, they're a football, they're a baseball, they're a golf ball, whatever it is a man has a problem with. It's always a sporting oh my God, I can't think of what that's called. That they are some type of ball. I guess there's no more to say there, right? Oh my goodness. But women, when women have a problem, they're always a fruit, right? It's always like a fruit, not even a broccoli, not even a vegetable, just a fruit, not a broccoli, just a fruit. Oh, it's an apple, it's a pear, it's a grape, it's a grapefruit, it's an orange, you know? It's not a, I can't believe I can't think of what they call sporting goods. Ah, there you go. Ah, there are the angels. So, yeah, so men become sporting goods and women become fruit. So now that I'm an hourglass, I'm an object. There's a lot to be said there. I don't know. So the way that they determine an hourglass is if your shoulders are as broad as your hips. Well, I have extremely broad shoulders and I have fairly broad hips. So apparently, the one and the same. I am an hourglass. So I'm thinking, well, that's kind of cool, but I really did like being a fruit, although I'm definitely not a pear anymore because I have broad shoulders. But, you know, hey, what can I tell you? I'd always rather be a pear than an apple, although I have to say truthfully, eating apples, I really love apples, although I really do like pears as well. But I think my favorite fruits are still the tropical fruits. I'm a big fan of papaya and mangoes. And now I'm growing a papaya tree, and it's really finally starting to take a little tree shape. It's about 7 or 8 inches tall. Seven. And it's looking tree-like. It's really cute. You know, so a couple of weeks ago, my niece was staying with me, and she's adorable, but I have to tell you, she's not going to make men happy when they try to figure out, because to her, when I said to her, so I'm donating my hair, okay? So I'm going to cut off 10 inches of my hair and donate it. Now, you can give more than that, but the truth is, I have very fine hair, and I don't know if they want it its natural curly way or if they want it straightened. If it's straightened, it's longer, and then I'll still have some hair on my head. But I need a change, and so I'm going to donate my hair because I really want to cut my hair. So we were talking about this, and she said, Aunt Lisa, you don't have 10 inches of hair to give. And I looked at her, and I said, are you kidding me? And I make a ponytail, and I grab out my ruler, and I show her that I have at least 12 inches that I can donate. And she says, oh. Because she's looking at my ponytail, and she said to me, I think it's about 6 or 7 inches. And I'm looking at her, and I'm like going, oh, honey, no. And that was, it was just so adorable because I can look at something and I'm pretty good at sizing things up. I maybe that's an artist thing. Okay, it's definitely an artist thing, but I just have a good eye like that. So, yes, she's young, but I thought that was really funny and it just was like, I have to tell you, comically, it made me laugh. Now, a lot of things make me laugh and I think a lot of things are funny. And I have to say it's probably a blessing. And I have a friend that I say this to all the time, oh, that's funny, oh, you're funny, you know. And I think that she doesn't always get that I'm not saying that she is funny. It's the situation. Like, seriously, when that water spilled on me yesterday, I have to tell you, if that had happened even 10 years ago, I would have been so livid. I would have rushed home and changed my clothes. I probably would have gotten into the shower and then dried off properly. You know, it was just like, but yesterday, for some odd reason, I just laughed. And all I'm thinking is it's all about perspective and perception. And, I mean, really, isn't that what life's all about? How you see things, how you perceive things, and how you feel about it. It's just that's the way it goes. So, I very interesting, I have to say. The whole thing I find to be extremely interesting, and all I need to do is just focus on that. So all these things that I've been reading, I have to say, I constantly talk about my various views on, you know, how perceptions are and how people process and, you know, these various different things. And I think that what's happened is I've been in a holding pattern. And with all that I've read of late, my holding pattern isn't helping me. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, but what I am saying is that I think finally that epiphany that I had last week has definitely put me in a, maybe a more, no longer introspective, but more of a subjective overview kind of thing. Maybe that's where I'm going. Maybe that's what's going on. And trying really hard to, I don't know, it's interesting. There's a lot of things that are going on with me and around me, and I have to tell you that I'm having a lot of issue just trying to fall in and partake. So thank God my friends are around to pull me up and pull me out and do stuff with me. I guess that's a very good thing. I guess that's where I'm saying, where I'm going, what I'm saying. But, I don't know. So where do I want to go and what do I want to do? Where do I want to go and what do I want to do? There's, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on there. And I have to say, I don't know. Anyway. So craziness with what's going on in our world. There's just craziness every which way. And the more anger and angst, then the more volatile the planet becomes. And I think that what happened in Nepal, as horrid as it is because of all this energy that's just floating around that's not good energy. Yeah, I know that sounds a little insane, right? But I don't think so. So, you know, my heart is with all those, there are no words to describe when something that tragic happens, you know. And with what's going on in Maryland, and I have to tell you, I haven't been home, I haven't watched a lot of television, I don't know verbatim all the details, I just don't. And part of me is kind of like, I don't know, I guess I would say relieved that I don't, because it's really heartbreaking. And I don't know, so I don't know. What do you do? What can you do? Is there anything that you can do other than, you know, throw out well wishes and prayers and love? And I guess that's all you can do is throw love at it, right? I'll throw love at it. Can you throw love at it? Yeah, I guess you can, truthfully, right? But there are lots of things that are just out of our control. And then there are a lot of things that, I have a crystal grid in my house, and I mess with it almost every day. So I'm trying really hard to keep whatever out, good energy, you know? But I don't know. All I can say is that you have to enjoy the beautiful weather while you have it and understand that nature will continuously keep going and keep going and keep going and keep going. And that's really where it's at. That's what you have to focus on, right? That's what it's all about. I don't know. So I'll tell you my very favorite thing about spring, just to change the subject. My favorite thing about spring is when all the trees are in bloom and flowering before the green leaves come on. Now, I'm not going to tell you I don't love the green leaves. I do. I do. But I love the burst of color that's other than green. That's, you know, the reds and the whites and the pinks and the blues and the purples. I just love the first growth of spring. I just love that. It makes me really happy. I like look at that and I can't explain how happy that makes me feel. I don't know. I guess if you could see my face, you'd understand that I have got this like really distant look, and it puts a smile on my face. And it warms my heart. Yeah, that's about all I can say about that. I just love it. So that's my favorite time of spring. And when everything is just starting to bloom. So you see all the little buds in the ground, and I don't know, everything is just, it's just starting, you know. There's just a spraying of color and touch here and there, and I think it's just spectacular. I think that that's just gorgeous. That makes me very, very happy. So, the things that make me happy, right? And the smell in the air. Albeit, I think that I've been having allergies. And I think this is like, I think I've only had allergies to stuff maybe twice before. It's just one of those things that happens on occasion. And I think this is one of those years that I've had allergies. And it's interesting because every single time I sneeze, somebody will say to me, "Oh, you're having an allergy." And I'm like, no, there's different types of sneezes that I have. And the sneezes I can control are regular everyday sneezes, and I guess I sneeze every day anyway. And I remember being told that once. It was really funny to me. Yes, there you go. There's the word. It was funny to me. But then there's the type of sneeze where I have no control, and it's like it comes really fast, and it's like out of the front of your face. I think those are the allergy sneezes where something's irritating me, and it just kind of spits itself out quickly. Yeah, so those are kind of funny. Anyway, but so I think that I've been having allergies. And when I went to the botanical gardens, I could definitely say that there were certain areas that congested my head and there were certain areas that just opened up my whole head. So I would say that's proof in the pudding. That's positive proof that there is something going on with me and Nietzsche. And I don't think I can have honey for that. Should always have honey in the house. I have a friend that's sick right now, and she doesn't have any honey in the house. And honey and lemon, the best remedy for whatever ailed you. Right? There you go. That's it. That's the one that takes care of everything. Honey. I always have honey in the house. It's funny. I remember saying that to my mother one time, and I think she always has honey in the house now, but I remember the first time I said that to her when I was looking for something and staying, and she didn't take it too friendly. It wasn't a warm thing. She was like, "Well, if you want honey in this house, go get it." And I was like, "Well, I don't live here. I'm visiting." 90 seconds. That was one of those just kind of like quick moments. But I like honey in everything year-round, in tea, and you know, I like it. It makes me happy, you know. Favorite things about different states. I love New Mexico because they always have honey on the table. I love California because they always have half and half on the table. You know, it's just Louisiana. They always have the 60 seconds. Louisiana, they always have the best hot sauce on the table. So, I mean, there's certain things that you just, you know, when you go to the Dominican Republic, they serve you hot milk. On the table, hot milk. They serve it with the coffee, hot milk. It's just, it's a tiny little thing, a touch, that just absolutely warms my heart and touches me in a way that I can't explain. Anyway, so I would have to say that all in all, it is a gorgeous spring day. God knows how long it'll last because it's already the end of April. God, can you imagine? It's just going so fast. And when you make a plan and you have a thought and you're looking forward towards something, a date, something, it makes everything go that much quicker, you know? I much prefer to just go day by day by day by day. And that makes me really happy rather than, you know, going, well, this is coming up. And, you know, and then it comes and it goes. And you're like, well, now what? Well, this is coming up, and then it goes, and it goes, and it goes, and it passes, and well, now what? You know, those things are, I don't know. Life happens when you're making plans, right? Just keep going, go, 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 and that's it. Anyway, so enjoy the colors of spring, and have a beautiful day. Have a fabulous, glorious weekend. And I will speak to you all next week. Thank you so much for listening. This is Lisa Lisa of The Lisa Lisa Show, signing off.